Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. On today's show, the guest on today's show, what more can we say about the guest that hadn't already been said?
Sorry, I'm not supposed to make
a billion times before by us, right, Em?
I was trying not to make sound, but then you said that, and can't not make sound. Keep going.
I understand, but today's guest has been a very dear friend to both of us for a long time, and I'm so excited to have a lovely Miss Patsy Pease back on the show. So,
can I talk now?
Yes, you can talk now.
Okay, guys, really quick. So this morning, my theater teacher is obsessed with Days of Our Lives, which I found out because she accidentally told me. Anyway, so this morning I was like, guess who's on the show tonight? Because they know about it. And she was like, who? And I was like, Patsy Pease. And she was like, who? And I was like, Kimberly Brady. And she was like, oh my God. She was like fangirling. It was great.
Lord.
Okay, you can finish what you were going to say because I think I interrupted you.
And I think it's time we bring the lovely and talented Patsy Pease onto the show.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, Patsy.
Hey there. Hey there,
hey.
Sweetheart. I was interrupting you, too. I didn't know if I was supposed to be quiet. Yeah, just tell me. Just shut my mouth. Thank you so much for such a wonderful introduction. Well, that's
so
good, honey. You're my kind of girl.
See, that's why we get along, because neither of us, ever want to shut up. I never want to shut up. And I say stuff that I shouldn't say. That's a problem, too.
Well, I have a long history of foot and mouth disease, let me tell you. You're talking to a pro.
People are always like, Emily, filter. And I'm like, why? Like, people wouldn't like me as much if I didn't just say it.
There you go.
Yep.
I just need to watch it sometimes because I tend to say things in front of adults. And, teachers especially, they frown on that. Like, one of my teachers the other day, the announcement came on at the end of the day, and then he was like, I have one announcement today, and he always talks for too long. And I was like, good. Mm-hmm. And my teacher just looks at me, just, dead. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry. He talks too much. I'm sorry.
There you go.
She was filter.
I know. Well, you know, as long as you don't do potty mouth, I don't see what's wrong with that.
Oh, I do that, too.
Yeah.
How did I know that? I was kind of fishing. Now, this sounds like a potty mouth girl to me. Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that suggested the cuss jar in theater room because we can make a ton of money that way. But most of it would probably be off me and I would be poor if we had a cuss jar in there.
Here we go. You're gonna produce your own show, baby.
I know.
See you coming now.
No, and my teacher, we were like, do you care what we put in this assignment? Because we had to write a play. And we were like, can we say what we want? She's like, yeah, just don't say the F word. I'm like, that's why she hasn't yelled at me for my language yet. She's trying to say everything else.
There goes half my vocabulary. If I can't drop the F bomb, what else can I say?
Right? There you go. I got
And this is why we love having you on the show, Patsy.
I know, right?
This is why we love having you on.
I understand. Look, if they told me to take that out of my vocabulary, there'd go half my personality.
I know. What would I say? I took a quiz earlier, and it was bitch, expletive are you? And that's the word I got. And I was like, of course it is. That's the one I get
Well, I think you're darling, you and your little potty mouth, Emily.
Oh, my God.
Precious little potty girl.
You know what? I could do worse things, though. Think about it, guys. I could.
No, you really could. I think you're precious. And it just somehow coming out of you, I don't see how it could ever sound bad.
I agree. The best. Cody, you want to talk now?
Yeah, Cody.
I think after that.
You got something to say? Come on, Cody.
Let me stop laughing first.
I'm gonna tell down to you tomorrow. I was like, we talked about you, so so now she knows you exist. There you go. Where's my ass?
You got a potty mouth, too. I know. I hear a potty mouth out there, Cody, too. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Y'all be
on
time.
He said mother effer the other day to me, so it's okay.
You
I've never
did.
Heard him say the F word, but he said that to me the other day. I don't know what I said. Oh, I texted him something exciting. I don't remember what it was, but he was like, holy mother F. So
holy
like,
mother.
See? I knew you had it in you.
Yep. It's in me.
He's
telling
on you
he's
now.
Ooh.
He says it too.
Oh, man.
Y'all get uppity on your texting. Mm-hmm.
Right?
At
you
times we do. At times.
Oh, I know. There's a wild time in the old town tonight, baby.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, we're a hot mess. Like, this group
yes, we are.
We're
you know,
great.
Hadn't said it before now. We really appreciate you taking the time out and doing this again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love talking to you guys, and I'm so glad that you put up with my potty self.
Right? Okay. See, we all put up with each other. That's why this relationship works.
Well, I was gonna say, you know, I fit,
so well.
Cody, are you kidding? I fit right in the party. Now you know I do.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh yeah.
That's why she gets us. That's why.
Oh, I totally do. So I'm so happy you let me be here, and I'm so grateful to all the people that are listening. We will try to clean it up as we go along.
We'll try to keep it
together. Wait, this is a family show, right?
Well, they've heard me say a lot, so I'm not sure. Not
yeah,
at all.
They've heard
me
say a lot.
I always want to check the rating on who I'm talking to so I'll know what to do with my vocabulary.
Our rating is whatever comes out of our mouth goes, and if somebody doesn't like it, they complain about it. But we haven't had it happen, so.
Right. So always.
No,
I think
because
we're
they've
good.
Heard me say some stuff that I was like, I can't believe I said that on air. I didn't mean to say it. And I was like, oh, well, they've heard it all now.
Well, I think
yep.
we're good. I know we're good. And I'm just so happy to be here. Thank you both.
Thank you for coming.
Yes.
Cody,
no.
would you like to ask a question before this train goes off the rails again?
Goes off the track.
Yeah.
I think this train left the station a long time ago, Em.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well,
we're derailed. But if y'all want to ask anything juicy, just go, now's the time.
We do have a caller on the line if you're up for taking a call or two.
And they didn't even
sure.
hang up after that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold on.
Okay, thank you.
412, you're on. 412.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, 412. Hey.
Caller.
Hello.
Yeah,
hey,
hello.
Hey.
Who's this?
Yeah, nobody's. And they just dropped.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was
maybe
my
it was
agent,
wrong
so.
Though.
He does that. He's a terrible tease. He just likes to call and hang up on me just to make sure I keep on my toes. All right. That was funny.
Just so
that
you
was
think
really
you
funny,
have
Barney.
Something to do.
Uh huh. I think you have better things to do, like get me a job.
Okay, so.
Call and hang up on me.
Okay, wait. Okay, you went back days, like recently, but how long were you on? Are you still on there? What's happening there?
With, you mean the scenes with True O'Brien and Cassie? Those that we just saw?
I don't know. I don't watch that show.
Cassie, can you come on our show and talk about a show we don't watch?
No.
Don't worry, baby.
That
it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Everybody has asked me that, and you know the funny thing is, I never know because I'm the hired help. Honestly, that's all I am. When they call and say we want you to help us tell a story, I say okay, boss. And I show up. But I don't have any other say other than that. I don't get to say, boss man, I'd like to work here and here and here. I want you to work.
Gotcha.
That's not the way it works. It's you wait until you're invited. And so that's what that is. And when I get invited, I'm very grateful and try to do the best job I can.
Wait, let me back it up. I do watch, but I'm like stuck. I'm still in 1987. I'm trying to catch up.
So am I.
Right.
At my
right
age,
now,
that's the only place I go.
Right now, your character on Days of Our Lives, where I'm at, she was just on trial for killing Emma, whatever her name was, the one that stole the baby. And she was just on trial for that, but you got off. And then Shane posted your bail, and then you married that guy that you don't really love.
And that was only one weekend.
Yeah, that was only like 3 episodes. I was like, wait, why is she married? I know. Who is he? And I didn't even know who the guy was. And because I was watching for Steve and Kayla, and it has an overlap, right? So I'm like, okay, I get what's going on here. And then all of a sudden, we're at Kimberly's wedding, and she's marrying some guy, and I'm like, wait a minute, back up.
I know.
She was married to that other guy.
I know. It's very confusing. Well, welcome to the world of daytime.
It's a hot mess. Okay, I was confused. And then you left. Okay, the best part, though, was that you and the guy you married left your own wedding reception and just left your guests there to party. You just left.
You know, I think Kimberly never was really renowned for her manners.
I know. She was like, bye, Kayla, I'm leaving.
She was like, hey, y'all have a good time amongst yourselves. I'm going to book, okay?
I know. Y'all were excited for the honeymoon. You just peaced out.
Well,
like,
you know why?
Like,
it's like, there's no food at this party.
There you go. Where's
that?
And then pour out.
Give Kimberly a drink. She needs one. God knows.
She did need a drink, too. I think she did. She was like, she was on edge, man. She was stressed about that wedding.
Well, she I got to leave my own wedding because I need calming down. Give me a bud.
Right? And then Mama Brady was so confused. I was so lost. I was like, why is she marrying him? And then I was like, wait a minute. I thought she was, because, okay, I thought she was married to Shane. And then I was like, I guess that's not a thing anymore. My bad.
Now I know somebody can fill us in on what the heck Emily is talking about. Would you please call in and tell us? Because I can't remember that far back, and I know somebody.
I don't know what happened. Like, okay, so I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to Shane, but I know that Shane posted her bail, and she was all happy because Shane posted her bail, and they had this moment, and I was like, well, what's the deal? They're married. They weren't married anymore, apparently. And
that confuses me.
Yeah, and then 2 days later, she's marrying this other guy, and I'm going to Google it right now. I'm going to go on this, and we're going to find out.
Now, I'm sure somebody out there, are there any other calls waiting in, or are people just floored and they left right by now?
People are
actually
going to call us.
One more caller. So.
Really?
Yep.
I take it back then.
All right, hold on. We'll bring this one on. 256, your own.
Kathy?
Hey!
Hello.
Who's this?
Yeah, hello.
You're not going to hang up again. Who is this?
Hello.
Hey there. You with the stars in your eyes. Hello.
Hello. Are you being punked? Are we being screwed with?
I think we're being punked.
Okay, that's Kathy's number, and Kathy's on the way home from work, I think. Was it like 256 something?
Yeah.
It's Kathy, I think. And I think she's driving home from work because she always calls us on her way home from work. Her call always drops. Remember Mary Beth Evans was like, okay, I think
I
she doesn't exist. Remember that?
Oh.
Yeah, Kathy.
Yeah.
I Googled
Kimberly Brady, and Wikipedia has one paragraph on her. Like, really, that's not helpful.
No, it's not. And that can hurt a girl's pride.
I know. Yeah,
they got one
okay,
paragraph. I
your
put in 30 years and they have one friggin' paragraph.
Well, the paragraph is all that's in the paragraph is the dates you were on. Like, that's it. It doesn't tell what Kimberly did, which is really annoying.
Well,
because, like, your TV system,
who
they
the
got a
heck
whole
gets
article.
Any information out of that? I mean, a string of dates?
Hang on. You got a lot of information on this Shane Donovan and Kimberly Brady page. That's where it's all at. They're here for the
there
man.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Okay.
Okay.
That makes me feel better.
Okay, I'm confused. It says they were married from 1984 to 1990, but she was married another guy, and I'm in 1987. So whoever wrote this Wikipedia page lied to me.
I don't know, but
what?
I tell you, I'm confused.
I'm confused. I know. Okay, because that's what I was saying. Is I was like, she's not married. She's married to Shane. I knew that much. Like, I'm not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that much. And then all of a sudden, we're at a wedding, and it's Kimberly's wedding, and I'm like, but she's married to Shane. I don't understand. And the internet even says that.
There was Philip. There was Philip. Now, she was married to Richard Berge, played wonderful Richard Berge, played Philip. Now, I can remember being married to him, but...
I don't remember this guy's name. That's really driving me crazy now. I don't understand.
Who can keep up with the weddings and divorces of daytime? Everybody is married. Everybody's
and
divorced.
Divorce, and then they're dying. Come back. Yeah.
And then they die and they come back.
A third time, we'll hopefully be the charm. We have another caller.
Okay.
Third time, hopefully the charm.
One can hope. It's getting sad.
803, you're on.
Hello.
803.
Hi there.
Nope.
Nobody.
Well, okay.
Is this Halloween in somebody's country? This has got to be Halloween
well, it
somewhere.
Is. I don't know what's happening.
That's so funny right there. I don't understand. We are being caught.
I had a blackout and it's October 31st. Y'all played a mean
That's
trick
big.
On me. Trick or treat.
We didn't drink that much. I don't understand.
Oh, I hadn't heard anything. We're just getting started.
There you go. Yeah, we're only 15 minutes in, guys. We got a hot mess to still cover. Okay.
We got a whole other 15 minutes to go.
Kimberly Bray does not have a Wikipedia. She does, but it's only a paragraph, and all they wrote was how many days or all the different times you were on the show.
Well,
and
I know
says,
some people that can fix that. I know some internet elves that can do magic. And they can fix that. I'm glad you brought that to my attention because I will tell the girls. And they will whip up a magic. No, they're gonna. That's gonna be fixed as of tonight. Kurt, you got any questions, baby?
Let's see. I think Emily.
Tony's like, I give up. Oh, what? Excuse me.
Pretty much, I'm like, I give up here.
Throw me under the bus.
don't give up, honey. I'm listening.
You know, I did. I was reading some stuff on you previously, and I did listen to y'all's chat back in September with
that was a hot mess.
That was pretty awesome. I will say that was pretty awesome. I just wanted to say, and this really isn't a question; it's more of a comment. I just wanted to say that. At every time that you're on, it's always a joy. I mean, it's...
Oh, thank you.
It is indeed.
Thank you.
Oh, we're getting sappy, guys.
Yes, we're getting sappy here, y'all. prepare yourself. We're getting sappy.
Oh, boy.
Prepare yourself.
I'm
going
to go back to my animal crackers.
Come on, come on. Bring it on. Bring it on. I'm all with it. I'm getting
you know,
with
and,
it.
And for me, personally, it's... It blows my mind that I get to I call you a dear friend.
Isn't that amazing?
Blows my mind.
Yeah.
Take a moment.
Yeah.
People think I'm bullshitting them when I tell them that. Just so you know, by the way.
No, you are. I do consider you dear friends because we have shared some very very
so
intimate
things
that require trust. You know, that require
mm-hmm.
respect and trust and honor. And those are things that I call dear friends. Those are qualities.
We feel the same way.
I agree.
I was telling my theater teacher, because she has a Days of Our Lives obsession, that I knew you. And she thought I was full of shit. And I was like, I swear, I'm not. I'm right.
You know what I love? I love the first time you said, you know, you had a theater teacher who says, you said, you know, who's going to be on tonight? You said Patsy Pease. And she said, who?
I know. She looked at me kind of funny. And I was like, you know, Kimberly Brady. And she was like, oh, my God, really?
here's something. Now, y'all listen up. Y'all listen up. Here's the difference between being popular and being famous. Being popular is when they know who your character is, and being famous is when they know who you are. Isn't
that's
that
a very
profound?
Good.
That's true.
Yeah, write that quote down.
I mean, I am full of profound things to say. And I came up with that all by myself because I got tired of saying, "Hi, I'm Patsy Pease." And people would say, "Who?" And
who?
I'd say, "Well, you know what? I know I ain't famous now. I might have had the stupid idea that I was somebody famous, but it has been annihilated." I mean, it's totally out the window. I took it out of my consciousness. I thought, well, I mentioned Kimberly Brady, and they go, "Oh, yeah." And I go, "Okay, girl, you are popular." And
that
is
so
true.
No, that is
you're
so
popular.
True. Okay, because, okay, so when I met this teacher, she's a new teacher because in October my teacher resigned, my current teacher had resigned, and she was the replacement. Okay, so she comes in, and we're talking, and we had to introduce ourselves and everything. So we're chatting about it, and I was talking about my show, and then she said, "Oh, really? I love General Hospital. I used to watch that." And I was like, "Well, what about Days of Our Lives?" And I told her that we had just had, like, Mary Beth Evans on the show a while back, and she was like, "Who?" And I was like, "Really? You
okay.
Love Days of Our Lives and you don't know
oh,
who that is?"
Heart. Okay, okay, well, then me and MB are in the same boat.
Yeah.
I'm so glad my sister are going neck and neck on this. Oh, yeah. I want my sissy in on this one. Oh, hey, sissy, we're popular.
Yes,
we're popular at school today. We ain't famous, but we're popular.
And then she said, and when I told her, I was like, "Yeah, you know Kayla Brady." And she's like, "Oh, yeah, Stephen Kayla." And she knew Stephen
yeah.
Nichols, and I was like, "Damn."
Well, then,
that's cool.
and then that's why, and then they always bring in the other. You know, we're not just one character. We're two. We're a pair. We're part
yeah.
of a pair. And it gets out like you have to have both of them together to know who the hell we are.
Yeah. Oh no. And you know what was funny? She's like, "Oh yeah, Stephen Nichols played." And I was like, "How do you know that? You didn't know who she was, but you know him." I'm like,
of course
you do.
Well, that just, I think it's a predominantly female audience. At least that's what it seems like. But yeah, that's why, because they will know who the male a partner is, and then that will qualify.
We spend more time looking at the males.
Well, I wonder why.
Well, I mean, I can't really complain. Okay, I need
you're
to stop.
Young and healthy. That's a sign. That's all that is. Young and healthy girl.
No, okay, seriously, I don't know what's wrong with me. I want all, okay. Here's the thing. There's, like, this Facebook page, and they post, like, they're called, it's a web series, and they're called Old Dogs and New Tricks. They post a picture, like, every day of a young guy next to an older guy, both really
mm-hmm.
hot, and they're like, "Do you want the old dog or the new trick?" And I always want the old man, and I'm like, "What's wrong with me?" every day,
you know,
I want
you
the
come up,
old guy.
What I understand, but you get with, there was such a glamorous classic day of Charles Shaughnessy and Stephen Nichols. And
let's talk
K.O.
about it for a minute.
That, oh, honey, I'm telling you, those were glamorous men. They're not only handsome, they're just,
Stephen
they
Nichols
had it. They had it all. They weren't pretty. They looked like really men.
Yeah,
and,
they're real
I,
men. They don't look like
they're
men.
Real.
That's what I like.
No, they're real men, and of course that makes sense. And so, oh, I agree. I would pick them too.
They're hot. Okay, I'm watching like Days of Our Lives 1987, and I'm like, "Move over, Kayla Brady. He's mine."
Oh, honey, I know.
I know.
And I think
you
that's what
experienced it firsthand.
I know.
Me and my grandma were fighting over that. We were like, I was like, "Okay, fine, Grandma, I don't care. You can have." We were using Karen's name. I was like, "You can have Shane. I don't care. Like, I'm all about, I'll take Bo and Steve, like, both of them. Okay,
now,
you can have
you,
the other guy."
Emily, you in there fighting with your grandma? Honey.
Oh, yeah, we do that. We're like best friends, okay? We argue over men. It's great.
Lord have mercy, we get down
BFF.
And dirty with grandma?
Yeah, we're great. It's great. We have the best relationship. We're like BFFs. Like,
here,
we talk
grandma,
about
let's have a fight. Oh, my Lord.
No, I was like, "Grandmother, let's." Because I started watching Days, and that was their favorite show back in the day. And I was like, "Grandmother, Stephen Nichols, though." And she was like, "Okay, fine, I don't care." She's like, "I want that other guy." And I was like, "Who?" And she's like, "You know, the one that was married to Kimberly." See, she knows you.
Oh, well, you know, we got to thank a lot of grandmothers for getting people started.
A lot of reasons
people started is because of grandmothers.
She told me it. She's like, "If you like General Hospital, Days of Our Lives way better back in the day." And I was like, "Whatever. I'm
mm-hmm.
obsessed with tomorrow. I don't need to be getting involved in other things that I can't control." Because, and then we had Mary Beth Evans on the show, and like people pressured me into watching it for so long that I told Mary Beth Evans myself. I was like, I'm going to watch Stephen Hill. I'm going to start tonight, 1986. I'm going to do it. And I did it, and now I can't stop. And now
I just
want to marry all those men.
I know. It's addictive, isn't it?
It
is
really
addicting. Once you start, you can't stop.
Well, okay, back to that whole, they don't know you, but they know your character thing. So today, somebody told me they stalked my YouTube over the weekend, and I was like, that's great. I'm sorry that you had to witness that, because you shouldn't know how obsessed I am with TV shows by looking at my YouTube. And he was like, he was like, have you seen, because he saw a video with Lady, he's like, have you seen North and South? And I was like, no, it's like a 24-hour web series. I don't have time for that. I want to watch it all at one sitting. And he was like, he's in it. I was like, oh, yeah, you know who else is in it? Jeannie Francis. He's like, who's that? I'm like, really? Luke
what?
And Laura? He's like, oh, yeah,
oh.
Laura Spencer.
Oh, my
I was
goodness.
Like, oh, my goodness. Right?
Oh.
Can't handle people.
Oh, my God. Well, now I don't feel so bad. If somebody sends me to Jeannie Francis, then I'm okay. That is in good company. Because if anybody's going to be famous, it's going to be Jeannie.
That makes me
sick
to my stomach when I say that and somebody doesn't know. And I'm like, excuse me.
If somebody doesn't know who Jeannie Francis is, I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I mean, what coma were you in, baby? That's
what
I'm asking.
Exactly.
Are you better
now?
Jeannie Francis,
you know?
I'm
in on it. I was an egg back then, and I'm in on it. So
you knew who Jeannie Francis was as an egg.
I know.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm still in on it.
How can you not know who Jeannie Francis is? How can you not know?
How
it's in
not,
your DNA.
It is. It's in my DNA. That is the greatest thing. I'm going to use that in my Twitter profile. That's what it's going to say.
That was cool.
If anybody asks you about this obsession with soap operas, you can just tell them it's in my DNA, baby.
Go
look it up.
It's okay. Honestly, there's worse things I can be obsessed with. And people want to hate on soap operas, fine. I don't care because they don't know what they're missing. I don't want to share anyways.
I would rather have love for soap in my DNA than be a hater.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Snap,
snap, snap.
Go us.
Go us.
No, seriously, I'd rather watch, General Hospital and so much crap is on TV these days.
I agree.
I forgot. I should be catching up with the Kardashians, right? Oh, it's Keeping Up. I can't even make a joke.
can't
even make a Kardashian joke. Okay, Patsy, I'm going to send you the picture that I was talking about of the old man versus the young man. Yeah, you'll get it.
I have a feeling I'm going to go this time. I spent a long time at this site.
this guy is hot, okay? Like,
girl to girl. Thank you, Em.
You're welcome, girl. I got you.
Okay.
So,
that's.
I tell Cody every day about my, like, okay, every single day I talk to Cody about how I love Tyler Christopher and I want to marry Tyler Christopher. And Cody's like, his wife is not going to appreciate that. And I'm like, you shut up. Don't help.
that's a cold voice of reality there.
I know.
That's like a pitcher of ice water on poor M.
I'm the voice of reason in this friendship, okay?
I know.
Yeah.
I'm the voice of reason in this friendship.
That's true,
you are
though.
Definitely
like,
a stabilizing factor.
He is, but seriously, Tyler Christopher, and then the other day. So I'm also in love with Stephen Nichols. Well, not in love, but, you know. And so I found a picture the other day of Stephen Nichols and Tyler Christopher, and I was like, it's the holy grail of all pictures. Like, it's the best. I have to
found
have
it.
Picture.
Eureka,
yeah.
I found the holy grail of lust.
Yeah,
I'm not in love
exactly.
with you, but I sure am in lust with you.
I'm not in love with you, but I'm going to look at this picture and I'm a lot.
Daggum. That is double trouble.
It's my Twitter header, I think, actually. It is my Twitter
I'm
header.
I'm going to go look that up. I've got to see what you're talking about.
I think
about.
It still is my Twitter header, but it's Stephen Nichols, Tyler Christopher, both of my loves.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm going to find out.
It is my, it's still my Twitter header. I just looked. Okay, I sent that picture for you. I got to send it to you. It's worth it. It's worth the wait. I'll DM it to you so people don't think I'm an animal.
hey, y'all, we've only got about 30 seconds, so.
No, I'm
okay.
I know y'all can. I know y'all could probably.
Cody, would you like to speak up, honey? I am so sorry.
That's perfectly fine.
You can talk about your Carrie Underwood love. do you need us to, like, let you vent about it?
I'm good.
You don't want to talk about it? Okay, fine.
I'm good. You know,
you don't want to talk about your Karen Underwood thing?
I want to thank you again for everything that you've ever done for us, all the support, all the love, all the, you know, and being on the show 3 times. So
I love it. And, you know, you guys are so cute together. And
Thank you. We try.
We can all, now we can all sing together. We just can't speak together.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Exactly.
Oh,
there we go.
We're going to be like the next Partridge Family.
I know. So we gotta remember that when we talk, because we all get going at one time, and nobody can decipher what we're saying. So we'll just go.
Fun.
Yeah. But Cody, mm-hmm. No, thank you, honey. I appreciate that. But in all seriousness, I want to acknowledge how precious you both are, and it's made it so comfortable for me going to, you know, beginning on Twitter, because I didn't know what I was doing. Well, I still don't know what I'm doing. But you guys really opened up and made it very, very comfortable.
TV sisters, girl. Okay, you've got.
I know.
Mary Beth is now tweeting, which was like the highlight of my week. Okay.
I know.
I got so hyped over that. Somebody, I don't know who it was, her Facebook page posted that Mary Beth was now on Twitter, and I was like, finally the day has come.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy my sister's on Twitter.
Yeah,
I know.
I follow her. Yeah,
I follow them.
The love fest on Twitter between Mary Beth Evans and Stephen Nichols keeps me going during the day, okay? It's the best part of Twitter now, is that they tweet
at
each other.
Cody, what keeps you going, honey?
I'm trying to keep up with this one.
Yeah, see, we text the entire day. I call him when I'm walking.
He literally texts me
like
6 times a day. It's
this?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, we text so much, and I call him like 30 times a day for stupid stuff. And I'll be like, Cody, did you see that on Twitter?
Well, I think you should have your own. You two should have your own soap.
Oh my God, that would be a hot.
Oh Lord.
All the couples would be happy because. We want our couples together, and we don't want obstacles because we just want it to happen.
It would be a very short-lived show, but it'd be a good show.
We'd get one match of episodes, and they'd be like, "That's it."
You know, before we let you go, I wanted to again say, you, my friend, are one of the classiest ladies I've probably ever I came in contact with.
Oh. You know what, I tear up every time I'm on the show.
Don't cry. Oh, my God, don't cry. I'll cry.
I don't let me cry.
We had this conversation before the show, Cody and I.
I know.
Who's going to cry?
It really touches me so much. Thank you, Cody. Thank you, Ian.
Now I'm going to cry. Stop it.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I'm
going to
stop crying.
We were doing good. We were doing so good.
We made it 33 minutes without tears, and now I'm crying.
That's okay, because you guys are worth the best that I've got. You're both worth it. And so you give back as much as you get. And so we'll continue a really good relationship, and it'll grow. And we'll learn how to talk together without all talking all together at the same time.
Even though that seems to be working for us. And I sent you a DM of a shirtless man.
But you know what? It really... So far, we're getting better together.
We are.
Do you feel that too, Cody?
I do.
I mean,
seriously.
Talking to three of us, we're getting kind of memorizing each other's rhythms and like when to come in and when to come out.
Mm-hmm.
You notice it too.
I do.
And then I'm laughing the whole time because I can't breathe because I think everything is funny ever. I'm the worst, like, in situations. Like, my
okay, well, I feel that we're all getting to know each other a lot better, and it does take time, but we've done a marvelous job in the short time that we've had to get to know one another.
Yes,
oh, I
absolutely.
Agree. You know, and again, for me, it's just been, I've been enjoying a pleasure getting to know you. In the short time I've known you, it's just been a joy.
Well, let's continue
Cody,
that joy.
Let's not get sappy before Emily.
Let's not get sappy,
you know.
I wasn't trying to get sappy. I'm just being honest.
No, we're just being honest. We're just being real. Emmy, we're laying it down real. And I love that about you. I love it. You're just flat out honest and real.
Yeah.
How refreshing.
It is great because he tells me everything, and we don't have like conflict in our like friendship relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We tell each other everything, so we don't have that problem. Like we don't have like that conflict. Like, hey, what's wrong with you? Why don't you just tell me? No.
Aren't direct people refreshing to be around because you don't have to work trying to guess where they are?
Exactly. Yes. We have known each other almost, it'll be a year in March that Cody and I have been doing this show, and we have not had an argument because we, like, talk about everything, so we don't have that problem. We don't have, like, conflict.
We get each other.
You don't make each other try to be, you know, Houdini and guess what's going on and be mind readers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pretty hard to piss off.
Well, that saves a lot of energy in a relationship that you can be spent on really truthful and honest things and getting to know each other and things that really mean something. So I hear you. I hear you guys. I really do. And I appreciate you sharing that with me. It's just refreshing.
Absolutely. It's
great. And I think we're going to wrap this up right now and let you go. And we'll be talking to you later for sure, okay?
I look forward to it. Once
all
again,
right.
I'm going to come back again.
Of course I'm coming back again. Because we got stuff to talk about.
And 30 minutes is not long enough. I have so much to say.
I know.
This is the best.
I know.
She gets it.
You're adorable. Thank you both. I just love talking to you. Thank you both. You just made my day.
Thanks, Patty. I have more energy now than when I started.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I'm going to, like I said, let you go, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
I'll talk to you later, Cody. Bye-bye, Em. I love you both. Talk to you
later.
Bye,
I love you.
I love you, girl. Bye. What just happened here?
I am not crying. I swear to God. Okay, no.
What just happened here? Seriously.
By the way, the person that kept trying to call us was Anna from Twitter, the one that's been tweeting with us all the time, but it wasn't working. I'm so sorry, my dear. She was trying to use the Skype.
I don't know why the guest lines weren't working. I have no idea. But anyway.
It wasn't the phone. It was a Skype. I don't know. Anyway. Blog Talk. I'm sorry, Blog Talk's a bitch.
It is what it is.
And, like, at this point, we're so accustomed to Blog Talk that we don't want to move.
Exactly.
Like, we love it, but it's a pain in the ass. But we love it. We don't want to move.
Yes, we love it, but it's a pain.
I love her. Oh, my gosh. Patsy,
oh, my God, I do, too.
The fact that, like, no, that's great, okay? See, I love when you get all happy and honest. Could you do that shit to me, too? And then they say, grab, because... That's how we are, but I do it back, and then you cry. Mm-hmm. And we all want
it. Yes, you do it back.
In the fetal position, rocking back and forth, sobbing.
Fetal position, rocking back and forth.
Just kidding. That's what I do in all the days of our lives. No, she understands. She gets me. We bonded over Stephen Nichols and his Stephen Nichols-ness. That's what we're going to call it. There's no adjective.
Stephen Nichols-ness.
There really isn't. And I just sent her a DM with a hot man in it without clothes on.
He doesn't have a shirt.
He doesn't have
that's
a shirt
how close
on,
we are at this point.
That's how close we are. Is that Patsy and I are DMing shirtless men. At this point,
that's how close
we
are at this point. Yeah.
He has no shirt on, and his pants aren't really on all the way. So it's great. I didn't want to tweet it out because people would think I was like a freak. So even though Leon tweeted it out.
True. This is true.
I got it from him.
But anyway, time for announcements.
Now, since you want me to do it, I'll do it. Because I can do it in 20 seconds. What's today? The 20th? Ooh, 27th. Do we have a show next week?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do.
But
I can't make it.
But you said you'll probably be... You probably won't be able to make it. So I'm working with a guest or something.
Weekend, guys. We have next weekend, tentatively for now, we have Laura actually next week. Tuesday, I will not be here because I have a scholarship meeting to attend. Yay, that'll be freaking thrilling. I'll probably fall asleep. But anyway, on February 3rd, we have Carrie Ann Jean to celebrate the drop of her single. That's what we should have.
The lovely and talented Miss Carrie Ann Jean.
There you go. Throw it out there. And then On the 10th, we have Gregory Martin, who created The Bay, who's a badass,
mm-hmm.
and I think he's awesome.
The creator of The Bay.
The creator of The Bay, the most badass web series there is. No offense, Old Dog Snooper.
Yes, it is.
We love you, too.
Yes, we love you, but.
But the other one has the biggest, like, best, oh my goodness, I can't even talk about the cast because it'll take me all day and it's amazing.
Yes,
oh my
will.
Goodness, we made Patsy Teeth cry. Like, part of me feels amazing, part of me feels bad. I feel
yeah, you know,
bad because
like,
made her cry. Oh my god,
like,
I just, she's such
on
a
one
good,
hand,
okay.
On one hand, there's no a better feeling than when a guest opens up to you. As much as Patsy
but
did.
But on another
hand,
like,
oh my god,
I'm going to
cry. I feel so bad.
You're like a jerk. I'm like, oh my goodness, she's amazing. Like, I just love that she's so open with us. Like, oh, wow. I want to just hug her. Like, I want to hug Patsy.
I agree.
And she's all the way in, like, Florida, wherever the hell she lives. Florida,
but,
I think.
She's just, yeah. You know,
I want to hug her. Oh my god.
She's been,
group
I've been, like we said, just a big, a huge support system for us, you know.
Group hug from the Partridge family over here.
Exactly.
Oh, we're huh. I can't even make
jokes. I think so.
I'm like ashamed of my Kardashian, like lack of Kardashian jokes because it didn't happen because I messed the title up.
That's funny.
Shout out to my theater teacher for being obsessed with Days of Our Lives and trying to hide it. I hope she. It's a good thing she doesn't do the internet thing, because if she listened to this and she heard me say she's obsessed with Days of Our Lives, she'd be like, well, I'm not obsessed. Not since EJ. Literally, she was like, I used to watch that show, but then Sammy left and EJ died, and I'm just not about it anymore. I was like, that was
not
about
it anymore.
So shut up. When she said that to me, I was like, that was last week.
That was last week.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about how Patsy was like, what is Kimberly? What did we just see? And I was like, I don't know. I don't watch this show.
I don't watch it.
That was probably the greatest moment ever on this show.
It probably
oh
was. It probably was.
I don't know. I don't watch that show. I'm trying to catch up. I'm stuck in 1987, just like Patsy. Anyway, I was going to tell her she could learn a lot about herself reading her own Wikipedia page, because I was looking forward to see about Kimberly, and, you know, I just, that picture of that man keeps popping up. Because it was open in my Facebook tab, and then I, like, closed my other tab, and it popped up again. Like, it won't go away. Anyways, we need to stop. We need to stop.
Yes, we do.
I need to stop.
You know, I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you later. So I'm going to wrap up here, okay?
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our slightly off the rails interview with the lovely Miss Patsy Pease. Patsy is like we said, a very, very dear friend, and I just love her to death. There's not enough good things I can say about her. I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.